This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Show is on the air. I've got a score for you coming up here from an event last night that may make you a little queasy. We'll talk about that coming up here a little bit later on in the program. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. It was a few weeks ago. Got some tickets to go down and go down to the Bucks game. And our daughter, Sherry and I's daughter, had a chance to dance with her dance company prior to the Bucks game. And the question was, well, can they dance at half? And, I kind of said, no, they're not going to be dancing at halftime because they're retiring this man's jersey. And what an event it was. I thought it was really cool. He joins us now. Marcus Johnson, former Milwaukee Buck, now with the Bucks television broadcast, part of Fox Sports Wisconsin, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Marcus, how you been, my friend?
I have been great, man. Just really, really good. A lot of stuff going on, and this is an exciting time of year with the Bucks about to embark on what hopefully will be a championship journey in the postseason. So it's so much positive stuff going on right now. It's crazy, man. It's been a great season.
Let me go back to first and foremost your speech at halftime when you were when you had your jersey raised into the rafters. As we sat there, and I sat there and listened. You have, it was almost a rediscovered passion for Milwaukee. Because, I've heard a lot of people say, hey, thanks to the fans, thanks to the city. And it's almost cliche. You said it with a dignified heart. Talk about that.
Well, a lot of it was just because I had been away for so long. And I compared it to the biblical story of the prodigal son. And when he had a lot of good stuff going on at home, didn't appreciate it, and went out and kind of squandered everything and then kind of came back with his tail between his legs. But the point being, when he did come back, according to the biblical story, he was accepted without any judgment. His father met him at the gate and had a robe for his back and a ring for his toes and killed a fatted calf. And my son was lost and now he's found. It was that kind of a reception for him. And that kind of mirrors what my experience was like, because I went away for 30 years, I believe it was, where I hadn't really had a whole lot of contact with Milwaukee, and was a little bit leery about coming back just because it'd been so long. And I didn't know if the people, not that they wouldn't remember me, but they had any appreciation for what we accomplished as a team and an organization in the 80s. It was so long ago. But I found out that the people did remember, and they did have an appreciation, a profound appreciation. And I oftentimes tell this story. My first day back in town, when I was doing an audition take with Jim Paschke, walked into the Bradley Center, and the workers there basically shouted me out, welcome home, baby, and are you coming back home? And that's when it first kind of dawned on me that this place was home for me, Milwaukee, for a good seven-year stretch between 21 and 28, 29 years old. And a lot of who I turned out to be today, years and years later, was based on the foundational work ethic and principles that I observed while I was there in Milwaukee at that point in my career, that impressionable time of my life. So, I don't want to get too philosophical, man, but it just means a lot for me to come full circle. And then because of that, the last thing I'm going to add to that, it just makes me really want to get out and do a lot of the stuff in terms that I didn't do in terms of working with underserved youth in the community and all that good stuff. That to make an impact, to do something more than just basketball and then analysis and Buck related, but to actually have an impact in terms of embracing some of these youth who need who need some mentors out there.
What did it mean to you? Because I had a chance to talk to a couple of players, but they made it a point to come out there and be out there as you were speaking and as your jersey's going to the rafters. And these are young guys. I mean, some of these guys may not even, they weren't even born, you know, I mean, when you're playing. So what did it mean to have this young team make sure they made it a point to come out and embrace you? And they were led by their leader in Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, and Coach Budenholzer made sure that he took that halftime talk with the team short so they could come out and experience. I didn't know they were there. They were behind me. So I'm at the podium. I'm facing one direction, and they were behind me. So I had no idea that they even witnessed the ceremony. I was just so caught up in the moment of what I was saying and just all the emotions of having that jersey lifted in the Raptors. And then I saw some video and some still photos afterwards, and one is a great shot of Giannis kind of in the background, kind of watching. I've got another shot where he comes up to me right at the midcourt, and my daughter and wife are right there in the picture, and he comes up to me and gives me an embrace and a handshake. And I mean, it just kind of caught me by surprise. And again, it was just another display of appreciation that it's gratifying for an old dude to have these young guys to want to be a part of that too, man. And Brook Lopez and to a man, they all came up to me. We were seated, my wife and I, right next to the team bench in the third quarter, and everybody, the coaches and players, came up and gave it up. And man, it was just it just reinforces my belief that this is a first class organization. It starts at the top, but it trickles down to the coaching staff, to the players, and we're all kind of in this together. And that's always been the feeling that I've had, but to see the players actually give me an example of that with the support and love that they showed me during the ceremony was something special.
Now getting into this team and this season, and I had made the statement, I said the only thing standing in the way of the Bucks in hoisting a trophy is Golden State. Am I crazy, or are you on board?
I'm on board, I'm kind of a nervous Nelly, no pun intended. I'm a little bit of a worry wart, so I'm concerned about this first. You know, I have reason to. We just got off our conference call in terms of formatting with the pregame show and with the game coverage, and so just the one seed, the heavy is the head that wears the crown. This is the favorite team right now in the Eastern Conference, at least on paper. And it's the old cliche about one game, one series at a time. But one thing that we talked about, and I do feel this, Bill, is that there's a silver lining in some of these injuries that happen. So Nikola Mirotic goes down, and a DJ Wilson, who was pretty much out of the rotation. Nikola was getting all his minutes. Now all of a sudden he's had to step up over the last two or three weeks, and he's played really well. Same thing with Malcolm Brogdon. We need Malcolm. We love Malcolm. You know, 40, 50, 90 elite shooting numbers that only a few guys in the league have ever posted. But it did allow for Sterling Brown to get some added minutes, and he's played extremely well. Tim Frazier kind of comes out of nowhere also to share some of the point guard duties. So Pat Connaughton, I could talk about him and what he's done. He's playing at a really high level confidence-wise because Tony Snell is replaced in the rotation, needs to be replaced with more minutes. So so even though we've had our share of nicks and bruises and injuries, it's a lot of things that are really positive that are falling in place for this team. That leads me to believe, and it starts with the coaching staff. This coaching staff, and I believe Coach Budenholzer learned from his experience down in Atlanta. When he had the best records or 60-win season, they got swept by the Cavs and LeBron in the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm sure he's learned in terms of mental approach and how to work with these guys and the proper focus for the playoffs. I just see everything coming together, and I think we'll be able to reach that goal. And you're right, it's the Golden State Warriors. Whether we can beat them in a final series remains to be seen, obviously. But the most important thing is getting there. And I think these guys have the confidence, all the confidence in the world, that they've done everything that they needed to do to put them in a position to get there. And that's all you can ask for at this point.
Talking with Marcus Johnson, Bucks television analyst on Fox Sports Wisconsin, former Buck himself, number now retired in the rafters of the Fiserv Forum. Besides Giannis, because we were sitting here talking about who really kind of needs to help Giannis and help this team move forward, and I'd said, look, Bledsoe's trying to shake off what he did last year. Chris Middleton, I thought, had a tremendous postseason last year, really kind of made his bones. He needs to get back to that. But you need to kind of get some wins. Brook Lopez has to hit. I mean, it's got to be a full contribution. You reeled off a couple of names there. And then you get into the next couple of rounds, once you advance, and I'm saying they will advance, that you know, you're looking for Malcolm Brogdon to come back. You're looking for Mirotić to step up. So give me some of the stories that you're kind of focusing on as you head into this postseason.
Well, I mean, Brooks' shooting, which has been extraordinary this year. The only guy to average, whatever it is, 2.2 threes made and two blocks and all that good stuff. But it's really important in terms of drawing, you know, the bigs, the Al Horfords, and the this series, Andre Drummond's away from the basket and opening things up for Giannis. That's going to be huge. You know, you talked about Mirotić last year down in New Orleans. I think he averaged 17, 18 points a game in the postseason. And just really, if you remember how well he played in that postseason last year, you know, he kind of stood out. And so Nico has not really shot the ball, I think, the way he is capable of shooting. He's been good, but I think he's a guy that can shoot 44, 45% in a playoff series from the three-point line. He's just that devastating of a deep ball shooter. So to get him back will be important. But then the other guys I mentioned, I mean, DJ Wilson, I wouldn't count him out. You know, there were some question marks as to whether or not he was going to be mentally at this stage of his career, second-year guy, ready to make a contribution in the postseason. But because of the injury to Nico, he's had to play a lot of minutes the last couple of weeks, and it's had his moments where he's looked really, really good and has played well against Detroit this year. His first game that he got considerable minutes, he locked down Blake Griffin, knocked out some big shots. So that's what I'm looking at. But I agree, Bledsoe kind of playing an attack defense against Reggie Jackson in the first round against Kyrie or whomever is going to be in that second round. He is going to be, I think, one of our major, major keys, Eric Bledsoe's leadership and point of attack defense and toughness and all those good intangibles that he has really, really shown that he possesses this year that we quite honestly didn't see on a consistent basis last year.
I had said, look, I think the Bucks are just, they've outmanned them. I think they can outgun them. I think they can sweep this team in four. But they've already beat them four games this year by an average of 14.5 points per game. How tough is it to get eight straight wins over a team in one season?
Well, sideline reporter Katie George just made that excellent point about 10 minutes ago in our conference call. It can be tough, you know, and I'm not going to put too much on it because Blake Griffin's availability right now there's some question as to how much, you know, he's going to be able to play, if he's going to be able to play because of that knee injury. And he is such a big, big part of what they do offensively. Now, that being said, I mean, Steve Novak brought up the point that the last 15 games of the season, this team has actually played better when Blake was not the central part of their offense, when it was all about Drummond, all about Reggie Jackson. But I still believe Blake is kind of a guy that makes them go because of his ability to attract the crowd and command attention defensively. So it's on paper, you know, it's more of an on paper thing. Eight in a row looks like it's going to be a tough thing to accomplish. But I think all things considered, I think the most compelling matchup for me going in, it's going to be Thon Maker and Giannis. You know, these are two guys who are best friends, two guys that card game buddies on the airplane flights. When Giannis was down in Orlando and wanted to get some extra shots up, he took Thon Maker back onto the court with him to do that right after the game down in Orlando. So that, to me, is going to be one of the matchups to watch because Thon's going to be trying to prove himself and play aggressive and be an intimidator and all that good stuff. So it'll be kind of fun to watch these two go at it.
Marcus, it's about time you got your number in the Fiserv Forum rafters. We appreciate it. Love watching you on television. Looking forward to the first round of the postseason, and you take care, okay?
All right, man, you too. Exciting time of year. Thank you.
Absolutely. There you go. Marcus Johnson, Bucks television analyst for Fox Sports Wisconsin, also a former Buck himself. His number eight now swings high in the rafters of the Fiserv Forum. The first ever jersey to be retired in the Fiserv Forum is Marcus Johnson, and it was long, long overdue. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.